You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You're on the BFM Breakfast Show, and this morning we've got in the studio Babe Martin. Morena Zoe, kei te pihia koe.
Kei te whaiaho. How are you, Rachel?
Good, nice to have you in here to talk about brand new music from a mysterious new artist. Not so mysterious now that you've played a few shows.
Yeah.
Tell us a wee bit before we start talking about the track, mm-hmm. about Babe Martin. Who is she to you? I feel like when you have a different name with a project, you're sort of creating something maybe a little bit outside of yourself.
Yeah, I think that's kind of it. I think it's more that I really like to compartmentalize.
Fair.
So creating sort of a character. It's still very much me. It's just a part of myself that for music purposes I keep separate.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about anything else going on in my life.
That's
quite
nice.
It can just be music and emotion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just sort of gives you a chapter. You can kind of close the book when you need to go back to...
Yeah.
It's the Clark Kent thing, eh?
It's Clark Kent.
I was going to say sunglasses on and off, but he had big nerdy frame glasses.
Yeah.
That's actually what he was wearing.
I mean, I do wear glasses.
There we go.
I don't have them on right now.
What's the Babe Martin glasses equivalent?
Oh, you know, it's actually a big old coat.
Oh,
I have
great.
A big coat that I like to wear on stage, and it makes me feel glam.
Excellent. So Babe Martin is you. It's a solo project, really, but you've been working with a really interesting collection of people on realising these first singles.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's been part of the crew?
Well, it actually started... I reached out to Jasmine Mary because I love their music, and I was trying to think of people in Tāmaki that I think had a similar style to me, and that it's a little bit quiet and it's not super in your face but very like honest and emotional. And I love their music, so I reached out to them and was just like, can I pick your brains about music? And then we ended up getting the development fund from NZ On Air. Thank you.
Thanks the government. Thanks NZ On Air.
And then it just sprang from there, and they helped these songs come to life, and it's lovely.
That's so nice, and it must be really special when you're working with people whose music you admire, but also you have a friendship with, because you kind of get to, it's something you don't necessarily always get to see from your friends, is them in their creative space. What was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. It was very inspiring, and because they are so honest with how they create music, it made me feel comfortable to be able to do the same, which is good, because sometimes I think I like to be a little bit cryptic, because I'm like, oh, my grandma's listening to this. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was really fun. It was just fun, a lot of fun, every Wednesday afternoon making music.
I think that what you're touching on there about sort of trying to hide behind a bit of like cryptic lyricism, or maybe when you're stepping out into a kind of space for the first time to perform sounds, it can be quite a vulnerable, scary experience. What was it like for you trying to navigate how much of yourself to give to this project in terms of vulnerability in your lyrics and being honest about what you're trying to sing about?
Honestly, I don't know how much of a choice I had, because I like writing about things that are real and true. And I think my desire to make a song that's honest and true, sort of, it's stronger than the cringe that that you can feel at the start, which I don't feel anymore. It's something that I pushed through. But it wasn't, you know, that much of a freak out.
I do also think as well the cringe is only really ever felt from the artist, because no one else really knows the level you're giving, and also everyone else is kind of excited to see what's coming.
Exactly.
And so it's kind of a personal thing you have to push through, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. And actually I think that's why I like a pseudonym, is because it's like, compartmentalized.
Yeah. You can be like, I'm in character almost.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that for sure.
You do have a theatre background. Did that sort of influence, do you think, part of how this this sort of collection of work has come together, or even the way that you've found embodying your music on stage? Has it got any sort of relationship to theatre making for you?
I think when you're on stage in a play, there is a certain vulnerability, and because I've done that, I haven't done heaps of theatre, but you sort of get comfortable being in that space and sort of being emotional in front of a crowd. So I think that would have helped for sure. Mm. And it meant that doing my first gig wasn't like as scary as it could have been. Yeah. So I was like, oh, well, sort of done this.
The show must go on.
The show must go on in the green room at Whammy, which I mean, if you, if you've been there, it's
truly glamorous. It's,
oh my God. Chandeliers. Wow.
So tell us a wee bit more about the people you had pulled into the world of Babe Martin for this project, because I know there's been some amazing musicians lend a hand to this.
Yeah, so I mean, the song you're going to hear, Knocked for Six and BHX, it's definitely the most stripped back in the sense that it's just keys, vocals and cello. Mm. I did vocals and keys, and then Antonia Barnett McIntosh does some incredible cello. The day that we did it, she just layered and layered and layered, and it's sort of like a wave.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And then got Amelia Berry to master it, mixed by Jasmine Mary, released by Sun Return, which is, it's such a treat.
What a cool little gang.
I know, great gang.
Star-studded.
Yeah,
star-studded little cast. Knocked for Six and BHX.
Mm.
This is an intriguing title.
Yeah, it is.
What is BHX?
BHX? it's Birmingham International Airport.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was kind of imagining a WH Smith for some reason. I was sort of imagining being like really overwhelmed in a bookshop, and now it's really recontextualized it.
Yeah, yeah.
Both beautiful frameworks, I think. But so Knocked for Six and BHX, what's the kind of through line of this for you?
Through line is, growing up, I lived in Ngunnawal country, Canberra, in Australia, and would spend my holidays here in Tāmaki. So lots of back and forths,
yeah.
Lots of airports, which was fine. I loved my school holidays over here, but it was definitely like quite a heavy feeling. And then I was visiting my family in the UK and was in Birmingham International Airport and was like, oh God, like this feeling sucks. And I was like, oh, it's that feeling from before. And so that's it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure so many people will be able to relate to that. Everyone's got someone somewhere else. And that feeling of wanting all your little duckies in a basket.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is very, very rare.
Yeah.
Like that never happens. So which is fine, but...
But it does, it makes for some good music, some good sort
it
of fraught feelings, big feelings going on there.
Yeah.
With the rest of the songs that are going to be coming out on this EP, would you say that those ideas are kind of central throughout the body of music?
Absolutely, which wasn't intentional. That was something that, looking back, I was like, oh, it's kind of about space, not like universe space, but... Mm. Being separated and away and together. And that's definitely a theme. And I think that's just because that's been a theme for me.
Mm.
So it sort of makes sense that at least for a first project, that's kind of what it's about.
The first big idea you need to work out of your system.
Yeah, 100%.
Totally. I'm really excited to play this, so I think we should get stuck into that in a second. But you are playing a gig
soon.
Speaking of Sun Return, other good folks in the Sun Return whānau, who are you playing with?
So I am playing with KMTP, Kedia Patterson, on June 24th at Nice Goblins, and they're doing a solo set. I don't know if I'm doing a solo set yet, but it'll be two Sun Return artists. We're sharing the show and just celebrating some music.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Stick it in your calendar, 24th of June. Where can people get Knocked for Six and BHX from? And where can they follow Babe Martin?
Yeah. Bandcamp, 100%. It's on Bandcamp right now. I checked. but then also all your streaming services. I would say if you want to follow along with what I'm doing, Instagram's probably the best place, Babe Martin Music. There's also Facebook, but I'm terrible at updating it, so...
It's Facebook for the aunties.
Yeah. one like and it's my mum.
Excellent.
And it could be you.
Good, you could make that two likes.
Yeah, run up those likes on Facebook.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, thank you so much, Zoe, Babe Martin, for coming in and speaking with us this morning. Very excited to spin this brand new track. First Babe Martin single out in the world. This is Knocked for Six and BHX.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO.
Leaving.
brand new moving beautiful single from Babe Martin. That's Knocked for Six and BHX. It's out now everywhere on Bandcamp, especially. Go buy it. You can also grab yourself a ticket to go and see Babe Martin and Kedia Patterson, aka KMTP, performing at Nice Goblins on the 24th of June. That's going to be a very special show. A couple of good Sun Return folks there. Also, Babe Martin on all the social media platforms. If you want to hit her up, contact her, get in touch, do all those things, then those are the places to go.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.